Okay, welcome to this next session. This is called 17 Inside Secrets to Planning and Creating Your High-Value Audio Program in the Fastest Time Possible. Now, even if you're being interviewed, you still need some kind of plan to make your audio recordings really sizzle. You want to pack them with high-quality, high-value information. And this is going to take some thought. This fast-track guide reveals the secret tips and techniques only a tiny handful of pros have ever even heard of and will help make this whole process fast and easy for you. But it is going to take a little work, but I promise you the end result is really going to pay off. So before we go any further, I want you to get out at least a half a dozen sheets of blank paper and a pen or pencil or a few pens and pencils. Now, let's get started with inside secret number one. It's creating a mind map. Many of you may have heard what a mind map is, but let's imagine you were planning to make your 11 Insider Secrets audio. Okay? 11 is just an arbitrary number, of course. It could be 7 Insider Secrets, 13, or even 27. You'll settle on a number after you've worked out what you want to say and how many main points you want to cover. So here's how to make your mind map. Get your blank piece of paper. I want you to turn the page sideways. That's landscape style. In the middle of the page, put the title of the audio you're making. So let's say you want to call it 11 Inside Secrets to Creating Your High-Value Audio Product Fast. So you write this title down right in the middle there, inside a big circle. Okay? Number two, think of your client. What do they need to know? Imagine you were talking to your client face-to-face. What is it they really need to know on this topic? What will really happen to them? What will really help them? What is it they must do? What should they do first? If you could only tell them three things, what would they be? If you could only tell them one thing, what would it be? Many times in my recordings when I'm interviewing somebody, I'll say, if I were your son, what would you tell your son is the most important thing to do? Really bring it home for him. Make him concentrate and think about what that main important topic is. Well, as these ideas come to you, you're going to start writing these down. But before we go on, now, you're not going to limit yourself to just one idea or three ideas. But narrowing your focus can start the idea process flowing. If it's in your Inside Secrets audio, think of all the things your client must do and know. Think of all the tips and tricks you have. If it's your Fatal Mistakes audio, think of all the mistakes and screw-ups people make in your niche. If it's your Roadblocks audio, think of all the most commonly asked questions your prospects and clients ask you. What is it that stumps them mentally or physically? What is it that keeps them awake at night? If it's your Quick Start Guide, what do your clients need to do first? What is the absolute first step that needs to be done first? What can they do that will save them time? And when you're planning your Secrets from the Pros audio, simply write down all the related industries and all the experts you can think of in those industries. Who are the friends and colleagues in your industry? Who do you know inside your industry and in your related industries who might have insight into the topic of your audio program? Who do you know who knows someone who might have those insights? What websites can you visit to look for experts? Do a Google search on your topic. You'll come up with tons of stuff. Are there people in the phone book you could call? You're looking for a big list of all the people you can approach about doing a short interview, giving insights and tips on your niche product to go with your audio program. When you start your mind map, just keep writing. Every idea you get, you put a line from the circle with the title in the middle of your page and write it down in your new circle. If that idea brings up a new idea or elaborations again, draw a line from the circle and write down the new idea. You're going to have a page, landscape style, with all kinds of circles, but these circles are all ideas that branch off each other. It's kind of like the way a tree grows. A big tree has the trunk, and then you've got bigger branches leading to smaller branches leading to tiny branches leading to the little leaves. And this is also the same way your brain works. And here's something else really important. Don't try and judge any idea or organize things. If you start getting ideas that fit better in different audios, just start another mind map and get it down. Just write down everything that comes into your head. Get down every idea you can. Don't worry about how good or bad any of the ideas are. Trust me, when you come back to these ideas later, you'll see many of the ideas are absolutely golden, things you'll be able to use for different audio that you never even considered. So I suggest you start your mind map at the beginning of the day and then just add things through the day. Just like you'd have ideas and make a list, but you're not going to use a list, you're going to use the mind map. It's a much more effective way in organizing your ideas. So over the next couple days, you're going to start filling out your mind map. Now, it's wise to keep your mind map handy to where you sleep before you go to bed at night. You'll be amazed at the great ideas that come to you in the middle of the night or as soon as you wake up in the morning. They may come to you while you're shaving or in the shower. Just have it handy so you can get it down on paper. That's the key. Don't let it get lost. Don't forget it, because in many cases you'll never remember. And these are the golden ideas that we want to capture and be able to elaborate more in the audio program. In a few minutes following this process, you'll have a page filled with ideas. Then you'll go on to step number 3. You're going to expand on key ideas with a new mind map. So identifying key points that are of high value to your clients is a great beginning. If you look through those ideas, you'll find a few ideas that trigger off all sorts of other ideas and stories from your experience. You create a new mind map on a new page for each of these really hot ideas. Now it's time to start thinking audio. There are several ways you can make an audio recording far more engaging, memorable, and powerful. I'm going to share a few of these here with you, starting with use stories to engage your listeners. Stories are the things that make people stick to listening to your audio. You want to use stories to engage your listeners. Stories tend to engage your listener in a whole variety of ways by appealing to their emotions, creating images in their minds, and setting all sorts of emotional triggers. When you tell a story on audio, it brings your point to life. You can make your listeners laugh. You can take them on a journey through your life experience. You may even make them cry. Your clients will remember stories far more easier than they'll remember a key point you make. And the most important thing is, of all, is stories are easy for you to remember and to tell. If you have a good story to illustrate each key point, every second or third key point, you'll find that audio is very easy to make and will be longer, more interesting, and more engaging. When you're making your mind map on key points, here are some easy ways to find some stories that will effectively illustrate the points, starting with 5, stories from your own experience. Think about all the experience you had growing up. Think about all your childhood experiences and adventures, your childhood lessons. What stands out in your memory? Most experts in a niche learn something key fundamental that they used in a niche way back in their childhood. Can you use something from your childhood to illustrate a point? Then there's your adult or business life. What are the major or related events in your life you can think of that might illustrate this point? You can even use stories from your very recent past. Often these are even more colorful and can be made to fit. What's happened to you in the last month, the last week? How about just last yesterday? Then you can think of 6. Conversations you've had. Look, you talk all the time. You talk to your partner or your spouse. You talk to your parents and your in-laws. And if they're still alive, at least I hope you talk to them. There are some great stories in those conversations. Last week I was talking to my wife and she gave me the most profound insight. You can also use conversations from your children or even stories about your children or other children you come in contact with. Stories involving conversations with children can be both funny and profoundly revealing. Then there's conversations you've had with your clients, things that they may have said, and there's nuggets you got from a mentor or from a seminar that you listened to or an audio. Naming the source and telling it from the perspective of a conversation with a family member or a child or a client or a friend or a speaker at a seminar makes you seem more real and honest. So see if you can come up with a conversation you've had that may illustrate your point. But keep rolling. Don't get stuck. Just write down everything that comes to your mind. It'll be useful somewhere, I promise. And don't worry if ideas aren't coming in one particular area or for one particular key point. Just move on to another area or another point. Keep the ideas flowing without any critical judgment. Don't confuse the creative phase, which is this, with the critical phase, which comes later. There are gems in your own experience, in your own conversations, but if that doesn't immediately trigger off at least one good story immediately, move on to number 7, stories about your clients. You can talk about your experiences helping clients in your niche or stories about the problems they've had before you were helping them, or both. This is a great way to illustrate a point and increase your credibility. Telling stories about how you've helped clients positions you as a go-to expert in your field. The people listening to your stories with similar problems willing to pay for your solutions are likely to call you. Now we're just getting started. Let's move on to number 8. Tell stories from the movies and TV shows you've seen. You have a library in your head of movies and television shows you could use to illustrate your points. What have you seen on TV recently that may illustrate your point? Is there a movie or a show you really love? Is there a movie or show you really hate? If your listeners have seen the movie or the show, they'll relate even more to your point. But even if they haven't, telling stories from modern culture in this way adds color and life to your program. And don't just limit yourself to TV and the movies. And this brings me to number 9. Tell stories from books you've read. Which books had the most profound influence in your life? Did you learn key fundamentals, ideas, tips, or techniques that might apply to your niched audio? What is the last book you read? What did you learn from it? Are there stories you can use or stories about how you came across a book and it changed your life or your outlook? And don't just limit your nonfiction books. The fiction books you've read can also be great for creating engaging, interesting stories that effectively illustrate a point. Looking for stories from the books you've read leads into number 10. Use famous stories or fairy tales to illustrate your point. Could some well-known fairy tale help get across your message? How about Cinderella or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Or Little Red Riding Hood or The Big Bad Wolf or The Legends of Santa Claus? Fairy tales are filled with amazing, larger-than-life characters learning major life lessons, so you can adapt to educate your listeners in a memorable way. Using fairy tales, people hear can often help create emotional triggers. Whenever your listener hears a fairy tale again, they'll think of your presentation, and in their mind, they'll be right back listening to you and your message. Many fairy tales also have really cute, memorable rhymes and sayings you can play with, like fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, or I'll huff and puff and I'll blow your house down. Let's move on to number 11. Using poems, quotes, sayings, and experts to increase interest and credibility. If you've written your own poems or have your own sayings that support or illustrate your ideas, plan to use them and have them handy for when you record your audio. You could also use quotes and excerpts from newspapers or magazine articles or books. What have you read lately that caught your attention? Explaining copyrights is way too complex for this report, but you should keep in mind that you don't want to steal this stuff, and you should take measures necessary not to infringe copyright laws. Generally speaking, it is fair and completely safe to explain the idea and concept in a piece of work and quote the title and the source. Short quotes are safe, and most original manuscript books written in the 1920s or earlier are public domain, so you can quote and read from them freely. Now, reading pages of a book or article that is copywritten can get you into trouble. If you're in any doubt at all, the safest way to handle using an excerpt from someone else's work in your audio is to ask for permission. And yes, here's another idea to add quality content to your audio. Number 12, tell jokes to get your point across. The great thing about telling a joke when you're using audio to educate is that the joke doesn't have to get a laugh to work. In fact, it doesn't even have to be funny, but it does need to help illustrate your point. What jokes have you heard or recently read that might be adapted to get one of your points across? What's your favorite joke? Do you have any? What about dumb knock-knock jokes or elephant jokes from your childhood? They all add color, and they can make your audio memorable and lively. And that leads us into one of the most powerful ways to make your audio educate. 13. Do it off the top of your head. The biggest secret to creating great audio programs fast is to do the stuff straight off the top of your head. Now, I know what you're saying. Your immediate reaction will be that you need to do all this research and all this planning to create a good product. That kind of research will be satisfying and valuable to you, but it's unlikely to increase the value of your product in any significant way. In fact, researching too much is a surefire way to get bogged down and never complete your program. Create it off the top of your head. What's the big deal? The really valuable information for your clients, the people who will buy and use your program, is the simple stuff that's already obvious to you. That's the kind of information your clients will understand, embrace, and use. The key simple information that you already know, that's already in your head, that you're already repeating to your clients every day of every week, that's the good stuff you want to capture on audio. And the best part of it is once you understand that making a great audio program becomes really easy, you get out of the research trap. Creating your audio program is not the time for research. It's time for straight out, foot flat down, on the accelerator creation. Just do it. Getting all your ideas, your tips, your tricks, your techniques, and your secrets, no matter how crazy, get them down on the mind map. Then getting everything you know right out of your mouth onto the audio recording. This is the process of discovery. You'll be surprised and amazed at the knowledge, the ideas, the insight you have if you just let them flow. Don't try and control the process or force the process. Just let it rip. Let it happen and keep it rolling all straight off the top of your head. If you haven't started the mind maps for your audio recording, stop now. Start them. This is the most important thing to get started. The next section won't help you and could even slow you down if you haven't already put some mind maps together. Now that you've got some mind maps together, it's time to, this is number 14, put it all together. Now you should have several pages of ideas. You'll look at them and you'll see a jumble mass of lines and circles, but the ideas are pure gold. Putting this mass of ideas into a coherent audio is actually quite easy. The 11 inside secrets in the other audio titles I suggest make these a breeze. You simply write down the titles for each of your audio recordings. So on a separate page for each, you'll have 11 inside secrets, 7 fatal mistakes, 17 roadblocks, and quick start guide. Then pull out each major point and write it down on a separate piece of paper or into a document on your computer under the appropriate title. Pretty soon you'll have a list for each audio you're doing. It may be 7, it may be 13, it may be 27 points. Then you're going to rearrange these points in the order you find most logical. Add a short note next to each about whatever story, joke, etc. you've already thought might illustrate it well. Add in short notes of any other ideas that come to mind as you write down each point. Finally, inside secret number 15. Now, if you want to have a really great impact at the start of your audio and then tie that powerful story or major point from the start into the end of your audio, you increase the experience for your listener considerably. Why? If the beginning of your audio has impact, especially emotional impact, or if it delivers some kind of mind-blowing story or side-splitting joke that gets a point across, you'll gain the attention of your listener and they'll be more tuned in to remember your audio. They'll also be more interested to listen. If you end your audio with something that ties into the beginning of that audio, that increases the emotional impact by using the trigger you've already created. It also gives you a sense of completion for your listener. So look for a great story, a great point, something really special you can use at the start of your audio. Then look for some way to tie it into the end of your audio. If you can't frame your audio in this way, don't worry about it. Following all the other steps will create a powerful, high-quality program anyway. Finally, to conclude this fast-track guide, we have inside secret number 16. Use the ideas that don't quite fit to create other audio programs. You'll find during this mind mapping process, you'll come up with some great ideas, but they really aren't quite suited to your current audio program. These ideas are pure gold, believe me. If you let them grow, you'll find they'll lead to whole new audio programs. They'll make fantastic back-end or complementary products you can sell to your clients who purchase the program you're working on. So feel free to spend some time mind mapping any great ideas you come up with. Keep your ideas flowing and keep your library of information products and the money you can make through your back-end sales continually growing. One set of 5 or 6 audio recordings will sell easily at a price for $97 to $197. If you make three or four audio programs like this, you can sell the whole package together for $497. If you keep making one related audio program after another, the potential is mind-boggling. Making a whole series of related audio programs is the biggest secret to creating your $3,900 information product. Just do it. By calling me to help you create your next audio information product, I can be reached at 858-274-7851. I'll make the process simple and painless.